107. What is the purpose of an event queue in serverless architectures? An event queue, such as Amazon SQS, is used to temporarily store events or messages until they can be processed by event consumers like AWS Lambda. It helps decouple producers and consumers, manage event burst rates, ensure reliable delivery, and provide features like message retention, retries, and dead letter queues for error handling. 108. How do you secure event-driven communication in serverless architectures? Event-driven communication can be secured using encryption, e.g., SSL/TLS for data in transit, and encryption at rest for data in S3 or DynamoDB. AWS Identity and Access Management, IAM, roles and policies can control access to event producers and consumers. Additionally, message validation, authentication tokens, and signing events can further enhance security. 109. How do you handle errors and retries in event-driven systems? Errors and retries in event-driven systems can be managed by using dead letter queues, DLQ, to capture failed events for later analysis and retry. Additionally, AWS Lambda allows automatic retries for failed invocations. Implementing idempotency and error handling logic within the event consumers helps ensure that processing can continue without corrupting state. 110. What is the role of cloud-native event brokers in event-driven architectures? Cloud-native event brokers, such as AWS EventBridge or Apache Kafka, facilitate the delivery and management of events between event producers and consumers. They enable decoupling of components, provide scalability, and manage event stream processing. These brokers offer features like topic-based routing, filtering, and durability to ensure reliable event delivery. 111. How does AWS DynamoDB integrate with event-driven architectures? AWS DynamoDB integrates with event-driven architectures through DynamoDB streams, which capture changes to table items. These changes can trigger AWS Lambda functions or be processed by other AWS services. This enables near real-time processing of data changes as part of an event-driven workflow. 112. What is the advantage of using event-driven microservices over monolithic architectures? Event-driven microservices allow for greater decoupling between services, enabling more scalable, flexible, and independently deployable systems. Unlike monolithic architectures, which can become tightly coupled and hard to scale, event-driven systems can handle high throughput, real-time events, and provide better fault isolation and resilience. 113. What are the common use cases for serverless architectures? Common use cases for serverless architectures include web applications, real-time data processing, event-driven workflows, back-end APIs, chatbots, data transformation, IoT applications, and automated administrative tasks. Serverless offers benefits such as cost efficiency, automatic scaling, and reduced operational overhead. 114. How does Amazon Kinesis fit into event-driven architectures? Amazon Kinesis is a service that allows you to collect, process, and analyze real-time streaming data. In event-driven architectures, Kinesis can be used to ingest and process large streams of events from various sources like IoT devices or logs, and it can trigger processing in AWS Lambda functions, providing a scalable event-driven data pipeline. 115. What is the role of API Gateway in serverless architectures? API Gateway acts as a front door for serverless applications by enabling routing of HTTPS requests to AWS Lambda functions. It handles API request management, authentication, authorization, throttling, caching, and logging. It simplifies the integration of front-end clients with serverless back-end services, ensuring scalable and secure API management. 116. What are the challenges in testing event-driven architectures? Testing event-driven architectures can be challenging due to the complexity of asynchronous communication and distributed systems. It involves handling race conditions, ensuring message order, managing retries, validating event delivery, and testing scalability under load. Mocking events and using tools like AWS SAM or LocalStack can help in simulating the event-driven environment during testing. 117. How do you ensure scalability in serverless architectures? Scalability in serverless architectures is achieved through automatic scaling provided by services like AWS Lambda and API Gateway. These services scale up and down based on the number of incoming requests or events, without manual intervention. It's important to design event-driven systems that can handle variable loads by optimizing functions, minimizing cold starts, and using services like AWS Step Functions to manage stateful workflows. 118. What is the difference between synchronous and asynchronous events in serverless systems? Synchronous events require the event producer to wait for a response before continuing, while asynchronous events are processed independently, and the producer does not wait for a response. In serverless systems, AWS Lambda functions typically handle both types, synchronous events through API Gateway and asynchronous events through services like SNS, SQS, or EventBridge. 119. How do you implement event-driven architecture with CQRS, command query responsibility segregation? In event-driven CQRS, commands, write operations, and queries, read operations, are handled separately. Events emitted from the command side can trigger updates to the query side, which might involve updating a read-optimized database. This pattern can be implemented using event sourcing, where events are persisted and replayed to rebuild the state, or using services like AWS Lambda and DynamoDB. 120. What is the purpose of using a state machine in serverless workflows? A state machine in serverless workflows, typically implemented using AWS step functions, defines the execution flow and manages the states of a serverless application. It allows you to coordinate tasks, handle conditional logic, and manage retries. State machines ensure that processes are resilient, organized, and easy to monitor, while providing fault tolerance and scalability.